An Idiot Abroad, The Travel Diaries of Carl Pilkington with Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Introduction. He is, I don't know the politically correct term, a moron. A completely round, empty-headed, part-chimp mank. Ricky Gervais. He'd have been happier in medieval times, in a village where you didn't travel beyond the local community. Stephen Merchant. He's a real, genuine freak that we've often thought we would like to introduce to the world, like to Victorian showmen, like P.T. Barnum and his fat friend who were just saying, "Look, you must come and observe the wonder of the world." I mean, he is, I don't know, the politically correct term, a moron, a completely round, empty-headed, part-chimp mank. In many regards, we've often described him, and it's appropriate, as being like some kind of real-life Homer Simpson. Yes, Homer's arrogant and yet an idiot, small-minded, petty, but at his core a good person. And lovable, absolutely lovable. He's got child rights because he says the most awful things so naively and sweetly. Things like, "Chinese people don't age well." I go, "What?" He goes, "They don't age well," he says. "You'll never see a 35-year-old one." I go, "What do you mean?" He went, "Well, they're good-looking when they're young, but then they age overnight. They're like a pearl." I mean, racism, you know? It's not racist, it's just ignorant. It's just ignorance. He thinks that.